Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The story actually started with a terrible moment a dozen years back during the invasion of Iraq, when the helicopter we were traveling in was forced down after being hit by an RPG. Our traveling NBC News team was rescued, surrounded, and kept alive by an armored mechanized platoon from the U.S. Army 3rd Infantry.
Wow. So that was the scary description from Brian Williams talking about 12 years ago how the helicopter he was in was shot down. Can you imagine? A major broadcast personality over in Iraq, which he had done many, many times, and being shot down in a helicopter. But wait, there's more. That's not the entire truth. Welcome to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. I thought we'd start here. We could talk about ISIS. We could talk about Anthem and the problems they're having healthcare-wise with hacked information. Boy, that makes you feel warm and fuzzy. But I thought we'd talk about Brian Williams from the get-go, because can he save his credibility? You have a network news anchor. Granted, it's not the days of Walter Cronkite. However, there is supposed to be a certain ethical line and journalistic background, etc., that you expect from somebody on the desk. So this, I think, really dents Brian Williams, because guess what? Here's what he said just a day ago. Take a listen.
This broadcast last week, in an effort to honor and thank a veteran who protected me and so many others after a ground fire incident in the desert during the Iraq War invasion, I made a mistake in recalling the events of 12 years ago. It did not take long to hear from some brave men and women in the air crews who were also in that desert. I want to apologize. I said I was traveling in an aircraft that was hit by RPG fire. I was instead in a following aircraft. We all landed after the ground fire incident and spent two harrowing nights in a sandstorm in the Iraq desert. This was a bungled attempt by me to thank one special veteran and, by extension, our brave military men and women, veterans everywhere, those who have served while I did not. I hope they know they have my greatest respect and also now my apology.
Wow, but that apology doesn't hold water, at least for me, and it certainly makes a lot of punchlines. There were tweets all over the place. The 140-character world couldn't get enough of it, with the one hashtag, Brian Williams memories, joking that he blew up the Death Star, saved someone from a polar bear, flew with Wonder Woman in her invisible helicopter, Photoshop pictures showing Williams reporting from the moon, and riding shotgun with O.J. Simpson in his Ford Bronco. I mean, so here's the thing. How could you really think that anybody who serves in the military, and that's what he directed his apology to, would ever see this guy and not feel like he was creepy for doing that? How would you expect anyone to believe that the broadcast that he's in front of, I mean, has any credibility? I really think that is that damaging. And this is the deal. I mean, you're talking about 2003. So he apologized for the story. I just don't see how. Here's the problem. The problem is, if I am in a helicopter and it is shot down, and I tell you, I'm in a helicopter that's been shot down. That's not exaggerating a few details. That's not being overdramatic. I mean, shot down helicopter? There is a very big difference. So, you know, Stars and Stripes, which probably many of you get, it's the military paper. It has some great reporting in it, by the way. So this was part of it. He's saying he expressed his regrets on the air, but he also did it online. He also did it in the interview with Stars and Stripes. So it's good that he did that. And, you know, I don't have anything against Brian Williams per se. I've certainly seen some of his work on the broadcast that's been funny and clever and good. but I wonder how damaging this is in the credibility department. Or do we live in a world where, hey, it doesn't matter, our nightly news ratings that high compared to the morning ratings, compared to other things? I just still think when you sit in that anchor chair, maybe we're coming out of this, but that's what it's supposed to be about. That's what it's supposed to be about. And in a 2008 blog post, Brian Williams, the NBC nightly news anchor, said that his helicopter had come under fire from what appeared to be Iraqi farmers with RPGs. He said a helicopter in front of his had been hit. So it's pretty interesting, to say the least, and I think it's damaging, but will they replace the face of nightly news over that? I mean, it's obviously going to be very touchy for a while, because you have to think of this. Who was wounded in that? Who was wounded in that helicopter that went down? And that's what they're thinking. You know, and when you look at embellishing stories, immediately, sorry, Hillary Clinton, during the 2008 campaign, Hillary Clinton, remember she said she came under sniper fire as the first lady when she arrived at a military base in Bosnia? And then immediately, because it's so easy to say, what are they saying? Her representative said, oh, no, she misspoke. She misspoke. So there's just no way, if you're under fire, my belief is you do not get those details foggy. Let me tell you, and I've told this story on the air before, in my very young career, at the tender age of 21, my very first television news gig at KTSM in El Paso, Texas, because I spoke some Spanish, they sent me to cover the Mexican elections, the pre and panista party. And of course, there was stuffing of ballot boxes and cheating and all that kind of stuff going on. And here we are with camera crews. And we ran into a network camera crew where they didn't have anybody with them, a reporter. They were taking shots of everything, and we all got together and we were taking pictures of some of the stuffing in the ballot boxes, and apparently they didn't like that too much. There was a giant crowd in the square, and there's hundreds of people, and there were shots. There were shots fired over our heads, and we all went down to the ground. Now, was I directly shot at? Was someone pointing a gun at me? Not in particular, but I was in a crowd where they were shooting in our direction, and we had to hit the deck. I think you know, I'll never forget that. So I think you would know if you're the first lady and you come under sniper fire, and if you're Brian Williams and you're in a helicopter, and hey, one thing is sure, if they were firing and they missed, but that's not what he's saying. I mean, it's just so crazy. So is it to, I mean, that's the problem with it. Is it embellishing for what reasons? And now the NBC News president has to decide, what do you do? I mean, she's got it's a woman. Her name's Deborah Ternes. She's got to worry about the reputation of the network and this well-known personality and probably the news division as a whole, especially when the public is very skeptical, I think, of the media, especially the television media. Not that it's none in radio, that there isn't any of that skepticism, but I think there's a lot when it comes to television. If you want to weigh in, you certainly can. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. We're skipping to the other side. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, Immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
So what he goes there for is to unlock the door. All around him, Christmas signs and sleighs. And through his cracked along a breaking wall, I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream.
Reviews. Believe it or not, we're going to mix that into the convo. Izzy in Missouri, though, gets a shot at Brian Williams. Hey, Izzy, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Brian Williams is not, but this is not his first rodeo at Lyons or fabricating. Come on, it's not NBC's. I mean, remember the Zimmerman mess where they just happened to leave out part of a conversation?
Yeah, they clipped things from the conversation and made the audio false.
Not just that, back during Vietnam, NBC was one of the first media outlets into Vietnam, and they flat out lied. Back then, NBC has a long history of lying, so it doesn't surprise me. Nothing will happen to Williams. Nothing.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
I mean, that's just NBC's pathology. If we can't make a good story, let's just lie about it. Somebody will buy it.
I just think it's so brutal to say that I just misremembered that an RPG didn't hit the helicopter I was in. Are you kidding me? That's ridiculous.
How about, well, like you were describing a situation you were in.
Yeah.
When I went to Israel, I was with my brother-in-law and his new wife. We we were at the Wayne Wall when someone, bad guy, starts shooting. Let me tell you. We got out of there. I packed my bags and came home. I said, enough of this.
Well, that's
but
scary.
But nonetheless, I knew I was being shot at.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, knock, knock. It's not hardly something. And if an RPG is coming at your chopper, you're going to know it. What's wrong with that, man?
Yeah, no kidding.
Ridiculous.
I would be so embarrassed, Izzy. I mean, I would be so mortified if I have to sit there and say that and he had to do a mea culpa. I mean, it just doesn't fly to say I misremembered.
What the hell is misremembered?
There is no misremembering on that.
I just like, what is misremembered? Give me a break.
No, you can't misremember that. It's different. It's not like saying some details didn't add up. I mean, that's too big of a detail. Gee, my helicopter was shot out of the sky. Are you kidding me?
How about I just lied, and I'm sorry I lied?
That would have been better, maybe. I lied.
Yeah.
I don't know why I lied, but I did. I just did.
I just wanted to be full of self-importance here.
Yes,
but
yeah.
Quick comment on Obama's little prayer thing.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know how he stuttered and stammered? It's like, oh, my God, I can't defend Christianity. I mean, really? Go back and listen to that.
I did in the beginning, yeah.
Either he didn't have a written speech in front of him, or he was just having trouble spitting those words out. And the whole entire conversation, or his whole entire little spiel was stupid anyway.
Well, yeah, especially on the heels. And the problem with the analogy, especially on the heels of this Jordanian pilot set on fire,
Oh, well, I'm just waiting for Japan to rear their heads, because if you recall, back during World War II, they were nasty little buggers.
Yep, yep.
And they don't mess around when they get totally ticked off. So we will see. But here again, where's everybody decrying? And it doesn't matter if you're Sunni or Shia. You're all Muslim.
Yeah, why are more people coming out and saying, this is just not right, this is not who we are, blah, 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 yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, more of that has to happen.
Yep, but they're not going to do it ever. And, by the way, your guest has a nice voice.
Stephen Kelly?
Oh, yeah, he has a really nice voice. And with that, I'll say goodnight. Y'all have a good weekend.
All right, you too, Izzy. Thank you. We'll have to tell Steve Kelly that. That he has a nice voice, the free money guy. All right, Guantanamo, such a huge deal, obviously. That was one of the president's promises to close Gitmo. And there's been a lot of push-pull over Guantanamo. And here's what Senator Tom Cotton had to say about it.
Islamic terrorists don't need an excuse to attack the United States. They don't attack us for what they do. They attack us for who we are. It is not a security decision. It is a political decision based on a promise the president made on his campaign. To say that it is a security decision based on propaganda value that our enemies get from it is a pretext to justify a political decision. In my opinion, the only problem with Guantanamo Bay is there are too many empty beds and cells there right now. We should be sending more terrorists there for further interrogation to keep this country safe. As far as I'm concerned, every last one of them can rot in hell. But as long as they don't do that, then they can rot in Guantanamo Bay.
He was fired up about that. You know, here's the thing. I don't think Gitmo is going to close during the president's term. I don't think... You know, already we're, less TikTok 2 years into this. I don't think that happens because, one, you'd have to have the sign-off of Congress, and that's not going to happen because of moving the prisoners and then prisoners that wouldn't be sent back to where they're from, and it would be a nightmare in reality. With no backing from Congress, that gets ixnayed anyhow because there would be no funding there. I'd be very shocked, not that it's impossible, but I would be very shocked if we see Gitmo closed, although Raul Castro is talking about, hey, you know, we'd like that piece of land back. So if the Cubans negotiate it, now that would be a way around it. Okay, we're having these relations, which sounds so funny, isn't it? We're having these relations with Cuba, and if Raul Castro says, yeah, you know, this is, and he has expressed that, we want, you know, Gitmo out of here, well, then that would be a way around it. Hey, they're saying we're booted. This isn't our piece of parcel anymore, so it has to close. And if it does, that's what it's going to be. That's going to be part of some of the conversation that's been happening with Cuba. But still, I believe Congress, as far as moving prisoners, would have to sign off on the chunk of change, one, that would take, where would they go? Because there's countries that won't take them back. So it would really kick open an even bigger hornet's nest on Guantanamo. But it's only going to be if Castro says, we want this back. That's part of our good feelings with each other. You can take all your Cuban scars, but we would really like to have that area back, you know, for Cuba. And then that would force the United States' hands. So don't be surprised if that starts to become part of the conversation. You know, let's put it that way. Possibility of it. Coming up on America Tonight, we are going to lighten things up, and that means cheap movie reviews. You know, American Sniper still is just cleaning up at the box office. And, of course, we had Jim DeFelice on the show, one of the authors of American Sniper, Chris Kyle's book. And Bradley Cooper, who played Chris Kyle, is now on the defense because he's defending, of course, Kyle, and had spent some time with him when he's being asked about Kyle because of the critics who are talking about it's wrong to glorify him as a hero or all these other things that have come out. And what a pushback it's been, because the movie could not be more successful. And when the controversy first started, to tell you the truth, I don't get it. This isn't a political thing. This isn't I'm left, you're right, you're in the middle, you're Tea Party, you're liberal, you're whatever. I mean, this is war. We have snipers. We train snipers as Al-Qaeda trains snipers. And in Iraq, certainly they were loaded with them. And this was one of the positions that somebody would hold. Several people would be snipers and key positions to try to guard Marines who were kicking in doors. So to me, I don't understand that part of the controversy when that's exactly what he was recruited to do once they found out he was such a good shot. So what's so shocking about the amount of kills and the descriptions of what happened and the war situations? And I mean, it doesn't really make any sense. I don't understand why politics has really played a big part in the controversy over this movie. And obviously the American public, which means you have gone to see American Sniper. I saw it. I give it a big thumbs up. We're going to the movies next here on ATN.
Pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com. Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me, and I will write you a song. Come away with me.
All right, here's how this cheap movie review thing works. If you go to the movies and you send me a cheap movie review, give me a couple lines, why you like the movie, maybe who starred in it, who was brutal in it, why we shouldn't go and see it. I'll send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field, Balls, Brats, and Other BS. So, no BS here. We do have some movies to look at, including the SpongeBob movie, which the first one that came out, I can remember at the time going to the first one with my young nephew, who at the time he was young, I think he was six maybe, and he really, to him, they were just cute characters, the sarcastic comments or whatever SpongeBob went over his head. He didn't understand them, but he was so excited to go see SpongeBob, and the theater was filled with screaming young boys and popcorn all over the place and 3D glasses, and I think it was my first 3D experience. I believe it was 3D glasses. And it was just absolutely crazy. So once again, SpongeBob is back on the big screen. Here's a little slice of that.
Control program confirmed.
In a recent sonar scan of the ocean floor, scientists scientists recorded a sound never before heard by human ears. Paramount Animation and Nickelodeon Movies.
Who wants Krabby Patty? The secret Krabby Patty formula! It's gone!
Without it, it will be a complete breakdown of social order!
Aren't you overreacting a bit?
Welcome to the apocalypse. I hope you like leather.
To save their world.
I smell Krabby Patty from over there.
The surface.
Oh. All right, all secondary characters come with me.
They must come. To ours.
Huh? What is this place?
Maybe this guy knows. He looks smart. He's got five heads.
Cotton candy.
If you ate all that, you'd have enough energy to run around the whole world.
Yeah, when is this sugar gonna wear off?
This February.
Krabby Patty!
What are you doing with me formula?
You mean... me formula.
It happens when I'm nervous.
The only way to stop a supervillain...
Let's take him down.
...is to become superheroes.
Look at me!
Hi, my...
What is this diabolical thing?
SpongeBob!
Patrick?
Talk to me, buddy.
I'm seeing a bright light.
Is this better?
Much. Thank you.
The SpongeBob Movie, Sponge Out of Water, in 3D.
Justice is best, soft serve.
Maybe we should have picked a better superpower for you, Patrick.
You gotta love it. Some of the stuff is pretty funny, and the whole Krabby Patties thing, and I liked Patrick the Starfish since I had to watch so many of them with him. I thought he was kind of a clever character. We move on from animation and a kids movie, definitely, with the sarcasm thrown in for the adults that the kids don't understand, to Seventh Son. Check this one out.
I'm going to leave this place soon.
And you're this day would come. Be wise. Be careful. Everything you ever need is inside you, my son.
I have been searching for you, Mr. Ward. You are the seventh son of the seventh son.
An order of noble knights combating the force of darkness. It says here that there are 1,000 of you.
They all died. We are all that's left.
Teach me.
You live in a world now where legend and nightmare are real.
What the hell is that?
Run!
The devil is upon us. Signs of evil are everywhere.
Your queen has returned. The world of man shall fall.
If you see a witch, kill it.
We are all evil, you know.
I can't do this. I'm not like you.
Join us.
Interesting about this, that it's an American epic fantasy. You can hear Jeff Bridges. He's in this. Julianne Moore is in it as well. The music is actually pretty good. If you like that whole kind of sci-fi-ish thing, fantasy thing, and there's definitely an audience for this. I think this one will do okay at the box office, or at least as a rental. It'll be very, very big as a rental. And finally, Jupiter Ascending, the last one.
Have you been taught that the birthplace of the human race is Earth? But it's not.
Do you know what this will do to people when they find out the truth?
I don't think that most people would want to know the truth.
I do.
Your planet was seeded by Brass Axe Industries roughly 100,000 years ago.
It's one of the most powerful dynasties in the universe. There are three primary heirs. The oldest is Belem. He's the one that controls this planet and wants you dead.
I'm telling you, I'm nobody.
You are royalty.
What about the girl?
Still alive. Bring her to me.
When the exact same genes reappear in the exact same order, is this what you call reincarnation?
Majesty's life is going to change, if she wants it to.
I'm selfless, Amy. Right now, Balena is the title to Earth. Once you claim it, the Earth will belong to you.
I will harvest the planet tomorrow before I let her take it from me.
Have you ever seen a harvest?
Never, but I've heard they feel no pain.
Told me the truth about why you wanted her.
That planet belongs to me.
Not anymore.
Your Majesty, I have more in common with a dog than I have with you.
I love dogs. I've always loved dogs.
Here we go.
So once again, the popular genre of sci-fi fantasy, it's 125 minutes long. The cast is a pretty big cast, you know, people you would recognize if you watch any movies of any sort. Mila Kunis is one of the stars of it. Also, Channing Tatum is in it, Sean Bean, Eddie Redmayne, who was just in a very, very big movie, where he played Stephen Hawking and is up for an Academy Award for that. And it's all about this, you know, it's all about space, sci-fi, etc. And there is a, especially teenage age of teenagers really into the sci-fi thing. Again, it's come back. And the Sci-Fi Channel has exploded as well, not just for teens, but for others. Remember, there was Donovan Madsen, our good friend, God rest his soul, who used to be one of the technical advisors on America Tonight. And Donovan really loved sci-fi. And anytime I did movie reviews, he would know so much about sci-fi and was so into it. And this movie reminds me of a Donovan-like movie. He would probably have gone and seen it. The film centers on Jupiter Jones and her down on her luck janitor attitude, and then this warrior who informs her that her destiny extends beyond Earth, as you probably heard from that little clip. So there lies the fantasy part of it, but then the sci-fi part kicks in as well. And this actually will find an audience too. I think there'll be a lot of people that'll go out and see it on the weekend or the upcoming weekends, and it probably recoups whatever money they put into it. I don't think it's going to rival anything like the phenomenon of the American Sniper movie, but I think it returns its revenue anyway to make the movie for sure. Go to the movies. Don't forget, send me a cheap movie review, AmericaTonight.net. We'll be right back.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Once again, our mailbag is filled with all kinds of emails, especially about Brian Williams and his tale of being aboard a helicopter that took fire. Now he's recanting it. What is up with that? Haven't we heard other people do this in the past? So without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
So this one from Joe, who says, Kate, I am stunned by Brian Williams, the NBC anchor. I have to say, I actually like his stuff when I catch him, and he's kind of funny. He's been on some of the other late night shows. He's kind of got a little bit of a comedy bend to him, but he certainly tells tall tales when he said that he had been on a helicopter that was forced down after being hit by an RPG. How ridiculous, and how could your memory be foggy? He apologizes and says that he had a foggy memory from 2003, but I would think, wouldn't you? And I think I would. If I was shot down by an RPG, I would never forget that or exaggerate that. So shame on him to try to make himself feel bigger or seem bigger, I guess. I don't know why he would do that. Yeah, I'm glad you actually said something about that because, you know, here's the thing. I was kind of stunned by that, too. It happened, I think you said it, in 2003. It was a Chinook helicopter that was forced down by fire. There was, but he wasn't on it. He came through an hour later. So he was nowhere near that helicopter. They didn't take any fire. They landed beside the damaged helicopter because of a sandstorm from the desert, but that was it. So he's saying he just didn't remember. He made a mistake recalling the events of 12 years ago. And what made him say that? He made the comments last week. I just don't understand. I get exaggeration, but that is crazy exaggeration. And really, for a news anchor, does it really have a place in the game? No. I mean, he had been over there. He was embedded with the military on some risky missions. There's no doubt about that. Everybody took a risk when they went over there. But he was, you know, he was not in that helicopter that was hit. So that makes a big difference. All right, here's another one about the Brian Williams thing. This one from Sam, who says, Kate, man, I'll tell you what, it's easy now to take a slap at Brian Williams for his exaggerated nonsense about being in a helicopter getting hit by an RPG. No such thing happened. It was easy to call him on the carpet. And then he says he can't really remember what happened 12 years ago. I have a question for you. If you were in a helicopter that was hit by an RPG, would you remember? Yes. The answer is I would remember. And if I was going to exaggerate anything, I would not exaggerate that. I mean, you know, we live in a world where that's easy to prove out, especially with the military. So he's getting slammed by media critics all over the place and also all over the internet. You know, I mean, how could he have innocently misremembered what happened on that trip? You can't. I mean, I think I've already said this. Did he take some risks? Well, yeah, he took some risk, but he didn't, he didn't take a hit. There's a big difference being in a helicopter that took a hit, and that's crazy, because then that makes you think, and it does. So if you're listening to that story, you're like, wow, Brian Williams risking it, you know, going over there, and it's risky for everyone anyway, but man, he's on a helicopter that was hit. That's crazy. Oh, thank goodness he's okay. That's awful. That's a bit different than landing an hour later, for sure. Okay, how about this one? This one from Jack, who says, Kate, I am so happy that King Abdullah is ready to unleash the beast, already launching air attacks after ISIS burned that poor Jordanian pilot alive. I'll tell you what, King Abdullah seems like he will take no prisoners, and maybe for once and all, ISIS is really going to get burned themselves. Well, touche. I hope so. I think it was horrific what happened. I think it's been that way from the beginning. They're looking for the shock and awe value of putting nasty things on the internet to say, hey, we can get to people, whether it's the Americans, whether it's British, whether it's a Jordanian pilot, and we're going to make sure the whole world knows, and we're going to let you see it in living color. So the promise to wage a harsh war on ISIS, amen, brother. Get those planes up there, which they did. And they hit one of the ISIS strongholds in Raqqa in Syria, and a lot of ammunition, they say, was expended. The king said he was going to use every bullet and every man and everything he possibly had to go after them. And you know what? Good for him. I love the response. It's a terrorist organization they're fighting. And also what he said, I love this. He said, we're going to be harsh because this terrorist organization is not only fighting us, but also fighting Islam and its pure values. So here we go for people who are saying that there's nobody moderate. I mean, he's saying right out loud, I don't care what anyone thinks. This is what the deal is. So bravo for him. Okay, let's move on to the next one. This one from Sandra. Kate, although I have never emailed the show, I will tell you that I listen off and on. It depends on my schedule. Sometimes I have a night schedule, sometimes a day. I've recently learned to download things, so I have downloaded some of the shows, and I have to tell you, I really love dumb things. I think it's funny. I have a list a mile long of dumb things that I can tell you about, and I promise I will write in and share some of them with you. I just wondered what you thought. I learned of this the other day, that we know that Benjamin Netanyahu is going to come in and address Congress and does not have the blessing of the president, so to speak. But how about the Pope, who comes to visit in September, comes to Washington, and the Pope is going to address Congress? I think that actually is pretty cool. What do you think? I mean, mean, well, sure, there's something about that. There's something about the Pope, the Holy Father, and, you know, people like Francis, and he, talking to, you know, coming to Philadelphia first, and he's going to go to New York, and he's going to Washington. It makes sense that he would address Congress. What I'm going to be curious about is, what is he going to say to Congress? What's he going to say? And, you know, there's some Catholics in Congress, but regardless, he is a figure. He is a world figure. And I think that's the big thing, that he's so well known, so well known. All right, we move on to another one. This one from Hirsch, who says, Kate, you called it. Amy Pascal from Sony Pictures is stepping down. And I'm not surprised by this after that crazy cyber attack stuff. Are you? No, I'm not surprised, because Sony took so much heat for that, of course. And the whole North Korea rather twist and whatnot. I didn't think she could survive it, especially after the nasty emails that, you know, certain people were mediocre talents and whatnot. So, yeah, how she survived even through this, I think they wanted to wait a couple of months before they actually ditched somebody. So now, of course, she's stepping down because she can't. It's too much heat. There's just no way to get around that. So it completely makes sense to me. All right, this one from Jordan, listening to us in Massachusetts. Hey, Ms. Delaney, I've heard you talk about the snow here. You cannot imagine what it is like. It is absolutely brutal. And every day we have our shovels out and our blowers, and it is the worst that I have ever seen it in my whole life. I live just outside of Boston. And let me tell you, finally at work, it was like we were all trying to hobble in, but finally they're giving us a break. And we've had a couple of days off, and it seems like there is no end to these snowstorms. I cannot wait for the spring, and I think most people feel the same way. Darn that Punxsutawney Phil. Yeah, you can tell it's been really hard on you folks. I've seen that seawall collapse. I've seen the ice. I've seen people deal with digging out 14 inches or more, and that's just craziness. And then you got to pile it up, and then what happens when it's piled up, and what happens if it melts? And, you know, it's just awful. It's snow is great when you ski in it, when you can have fun in it, when you see it for the first time coming down. But when you get that kind of snow, you get tired of it, especially when you have to deal with it. I mean, you know, when you have to go out to work every day, when you have to take kids to school or get them to bus stops or whatever it is, that is that's really, really rough, needless to say, really rough. All right, one quick one here, this one from Eddie, who says, Kate, did you see the story about Paris Hilton? I could care less about Paris Hilton or her brother, but how about the fact that he made some nasty, snarky comments to some attendants who cuffed him on a plane, because I guess he was out of control. He called them peasants. He was in a bathroom and he was calling passengers peasants, I guess is what happened. And he surrendered himself to the FBI. He's been charged with interfering with flight crew members and appeared in court. So can you imagine that? He was, of course, freed on a $100,000 bond. He's going to be arraigned on March 5th. What do you think happens to him? Oh, wouldn't it be great if he had to do some jail time? He thinks just because he's a Hilton, he can do that. I mean, he was essentially, he was screaming. And they think he was under the influence of drugs because he was erratic and walking through the cabin. And it was just nuttiness. And so it just goes to show you, hey, whether you're a Hilton or whether you're a Vanderbilt or whoever you think you are, and you cause a ruckus on a plane, they're going to cuff you and you're going to be charged, and it's a serious thing. Any thoughts you want to share with us, you always can. Hit the mailbag, americatonight.net.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.